Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Vallabha Radha, Vallabha Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra Devi. Jaya Gauranitha, 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 Jaya Gauranitha. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nittai Gaura Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nittai Gaura Hare Bol.
Gaura Premanandi. Jayavam Vishnu Padaya Paramahamsa Parivarakracharya Astotara Abhaya Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Shishi Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki Jai. Shishi Shri Gaur Nitai ki Jai. Shri Radha Balla Bhagavani ki Jai. Shri Narasingha Bhagavani ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gaurani. Now, if people want to talk, you can go outside and talk. Yeah? This is a serious discussion about Bhagavatam. When you cannot chant, when we are singing kirtan, this is very, very, you know, I'm not very happy with you. We are here to sing the kirtan, yeah? And not talking. If you want, you are more than welcome to go outside and talk. No one is stopping you. Because you are disturbing others. It's a class I have to give, okay? I need some concentration, line of thoughts. I want everyone to take it seriously. Yeah? If you cannot listen, fine, you can go out. No one is stopping you. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, title Prahlada Pacifies the Lord with Prayers. Text number 55. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Shri Narada Uvacha. Evam Pralobi Amanopi. Evam praloba yamanopi. Varair loka pralabanabai. Varair loka prabobanai. Ekantitvat. Bhagavati Ekantitvat Bhagavati Naichatan Ashrutotama Naichatan Ashrutotama Evan Pralayobhyamanapi Evam pralobhyamunabhi Varair loka prabalabhanai Varair loka prabalabhanai Ekantitvat Bhagavati Ekantitvat Bhagavati Naichatan Ashurottamaha Naichatan Ashurottama Evam pralayo vyamunachi Varair loka prabhanamai Ekantitvat Bhagavati Naichatan Ashurottama Varair loka prabhanobanai Ekantitvat Bhagavati Naichantu Shasurottamaha
Srinaravacha
Ekar Prabalobhi Yamanapi Pralanoloka Prabhanai Ekantitvat Bhagavati Naichatan Ashurottama Matajis
Srinarada Eva Pralobhyamanopi Vare Loka Pralobhyamanopi Ekantitvat Bhagavati Ekantitvat Bhagavati Shri Narada Uvacha ప్రణోమే
వర్డ్ ఫర్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ శ్రీ నారద వాచ ద గ్రేట్ సెయింట్ నారద సెడ్ ఏవం దస్ ప్రళయోభ్యమన బీయింగ్ అలర్ట్ ఆర్ ఇండ్యూస్డ్ అపి ఆల్దో వరై బై బెనిడిక్షన్ లోక ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ ప్రలోభనై by different kinds of allurements ekantitva because of being solely surrendered bhagavati unto the supreme personality of Godhead na achat did not want tan those benediction asura uttama Prahlada Maharaj, the best of the family of Asuras. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Narada Muni said, Prahlada Maharaj was the best person in the family of Asuras, who always aspire for material happiness. Nonetheless, although allured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who offered him all benedictions for material happiness, because of his unalloyed Krishna consciousness, he did not want to take any material benefit for sense gratification. We'll repeat the translation again. Narada Muni said, is it on the board?
Yeah.
Prahlad Maharaj was the best person
in the family of Asuras,
who always aspire for material happiness. Nonetheless, although allured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who offered him all benedictions for material happiness, because of his unalloyed Krishna consciousness, he did not want to take any material benefit for sense gratification. So purport, as usual, it's short but very sweet. So let us be attentive. Pure devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj do not aspire for any material benefit at any stage of devotional service. When the Lord was present before Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva did not want to take any material benefit from the Lord. Swamin Kritartho Smi Varam Na Yashe. As a pure devotee, He could not ask the Lord for any material benefit. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed us, Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavita va jagatisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatar bhaktir ahaituki tvi. O my Lord Jagadisha, I do not pray for benediction by which to achieve material wealth, popularity or beauty. My only desire is to serve you,
kindly engage me in the service of the servant of your servant. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 7th canto, 9th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Prahalada Pacifies Lord Narasimha Deva with Prayers. So we finish this chapter. Om Agyana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruvena Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Tadatisva Padantika Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunithyanan Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaurabhaktavare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare So what's happening here? After the Lord killed Hiranyakashipu, the Lord was very happy. Which Lord was happy? Lord Narasimha Deva was very happy or angry? Lord was angry and very furious. Okay. At that time, all the demigods, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and including the Lord's consort, Lakshmi Devi, could not dare to go near the Lord to convince or to pacify the Lord. They were a bit hesitant to go. And therefore, what did Brahma do? Lord Brahma said, Prahlad, the Lord has come for you. And therefore, you go forward, you pacify the Lord, and the Lord will be happy. And Prahlad Maharaj, without any hesitation, he went towards the Lord because he knew that the Lord is his master and protector, and therefore he has got full, complete faith in the Lord that the Lord will always bless him. So with that hope, he went to Narasimha Deva and offered the full obeisances. Not like us, we do, with half body and all that. Full dandavats. The Lord saying, Prahlad Maharaj, who was only 5 years old, was so happy. And so what the Lord did, he blessed him by touching his hand on the head. Oh Prahlad, you long live. Like this. Then immediately, Prahlad Maharaj got Brahma Jnana, spiritual knowledge. The same thing also happened with Dhruva Maharaj. Do you remember that? Dhruva Maharaj, after seeing the Lord in front of him, he was a little bit hesitant because he's a young boy. He could not praise properly, and therefore the Lord touched with the conch shell. This is Lord directly touching him on the forehead. But for Dhruva, he touched with the conch shell. And therefore, Dhruva Maharaj offered prayers after prayers. Same way, Prahlad Maharaj is also offering prayers here with full devotional ecstasy. Can you imagine that? Full devotional ecstasy. He was offering so many prayers, wonderful prayers. Now out of that, if you see, in this chapter which is concluded today, Prahlad Maharaj offered prayers from text number 8 to 50. Almost 43 verses of his prayers. And then the Lord responded then with text number 52 to 54. The Lord was very happy, he was very pleased. And in fact he was praising Prahlad Maharaj. Narasimha Bhagavan was praising Prahlad Maharaj for his devotion service. And therefore, the Lord was quite happy. Then this verse, Narada Muni is concluding. Narada Muni is saying, Prahlad Maharaj, although he was born in a family of demons and he could not perform devotional service in a very smooth manner like us. Yeah? What is the impediment for us? Is our father stopping us? Is our grandfather stopping us? No one is stopping us. Then still, we do not want to take devotional service. Isn't it? But in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, he wants very seriously to perform devotional service, but he was prevented by his own father. So, Narada Muni is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada is saying that we must become a servant of the servant of a devotee, not a master of the devotee, not thinking ourselves that we know everything. Okay? We have come here for a few years and we think we know everything and becoming like a master. No, that is not the attitude. Servant of the servant of the servant. That should be our attitude. That Srila Prabhupada says. Okay. Now today, because Srila Prabhupada is talking about two great personalities. Who are they? Two great pure devotees. That is Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. So let us talk. So today's class, let us talk about how the pure devotees act. What is the consciousness? What are the nature? How the Lord protects? How the Lord treats them? Yeah? We'll understand. And the difference between us and the pure devotees. So that we know what is that caliber, what is their caliber, and what is our caliber. We know. That is why the Lord is attached to them. Now before we go, do all of you watch news? Current news? There was a disaster a couple of days back showing or indicating that this material world is the dangerous place. What is that incident? There was an accident in Dalesford. Have you heard that? What's happened was, you know, this is like a holiday, you know, 3-4 days, long weekend. So, some of the tourists have come to Victoria in a place called Dalesford. And, obviously, you know, they're not devotees. But still, they came. In Dalesford, there is a hotel, which is, you know, the hotel, but is close to the roadside. A roadside hotel, you can say, where you can sit outside the on the pathway. And then you can take your food and all that. Now, towards the evening, on Saturday evening or night, you know, around that time, one 66 years old man, he drove a BMW very fast on them when they are taking the dinner. Just imagine. And what happened? Out of the 6 people, 2 were children, seriously injured. They were immediately flown to Royal Children Melbourne's hospital. They are very critical condition. And other 3 people are also in a very critical state. So, what do we understand? These people were just in the corner taking the food. So the person came and rammed over them. So, in this world, there are 3 kinds of miseries. Trouble caused by other living entity. We will be just walking on the road. Someone will come and stick the knife on us. Huh? Or someone will take a gun and shoot us. Or someone will come with a car and bang on us. See? How dangerous it is. And the children, we do not know the situation. If the bone and the backbone is all gone, they cannot even walk. Very serious thing for the whole life. And it's not their mistake. Of course, the karma comes into the play. We do not know what they have done in the previous birth. But the bottom line is, we are seeing only for this life. We are seeing. Oh, they were hurt. But they have to suffer, isn't it? So, there are 3 kinds of serious problems in this world. That is, a trouble caused by the other living entities. The trouble caused by demigods. Like? What? too much heat, too cold, floods, etc., drought, etc., and then trouble caused by our own body and mind. Does our own body and mind allow us to be peaceful? The mind starts actually working when we pick up a chanting bead. When we put our hands into the chanting bead and say Hare Krishna, the mind will say, yes, now it's my turn. Yeah? This is what happens. So therefore it's very serious things. And for that problems to minimize, we must take up Krishna conscious some way. Because we do not know what karma we have done. We may look innocent, but we do not know what we have done. Therefore, we must suffer in this birth. Serious issue. Knowingly or unknowingly, we might have done something. But karma will come over time. Not today, not tomorrow. But day after tomorrow, it will be waiting for you. Waiting for us. Why you? Everyone. Us. So therefore, it's very, very important that we have to minimize your karma. There are so many MBBS doctors. Yes? In this world. You go to a doctor and tell them, I'll pay you money. Can you decrease my karma? Will they do that? The Premier of Victoria, can he reduce your karma? The Prime Minister of Australia, can he reduce your karma? Then who can reduce your karma? The Supreme Lord. Only. So therefore, at least for that reason we have to come, isn't it? To reduce our karma. All the problems you have got in the body, we go to the doctor. For body, if we have a gross body, we go to the MBBS. For the mental problem, we go to a psychiatrist. And for reducing the karma, we have to come to Krishna. Isn't it? That's the only alternative. Is there any other alternative other than that? No. That's the only alternative. Therefore, we have to come to Krishna. So, it's a good opportunity for us to study about Lord and the Lord's pure devotees. Especially Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about pure devotees. Let us see. Yeah. Okay. Devotional service or bhakti, yeah, anyone can take it. There is no reservation. No reservation based on any religious belief, faith, any background, any community, any color, caste, doesn't matter. Animal, human, demigod, does not matter. Everyone can take up bhakti. The Lord has not excluded anyone. The all-attractive personality of Krishna is encouraging all the living entities to take up devotional service. And therefore, in our best interest, we must come forward to take up this wonderful process. And what does the devotional service start with? Prahlad Maharaj has given us the 9 processes of devotional service. Starting with Shravanam and Kirtanam. First is hearing. Hearing Krishna Katha. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. I said a couple of days back in my class that the hearing process is like a funnel. When you want to fill up any liquid, right, in a bottle, what you do? Use a funnel. And you pour the oil and the bottle gets filled up. In the same way, hearing Krishna Katha, the pastimes of the Lord, is like a funnel. It goes, it fills our heart. And therefore, there is no problems. The problem is when the heart is troublesome and empty. When you hear, the heart becomes purified and complete, happy. And therefore, what is your problem? No problems. This is the power of hearing. It does something. It cleanses the heart. No problems. So that is why the hearing is so important. Okay? So, Anyone can take up Krishna consciousness. No one is excluded. Just to give you an idea, in the first canto it is said, when the Mahabharata war finished and Krishna wanted to leave Hastinapur and go back to his place, Dwaraka. At the time, the Lord was a king of Dwaraka, was ruling Dwaraka. So he said, okay, war is over, everything is done, let me go back to Dwaraka. At that time he went, all the residents of Dwaraka were so happy to receive him. Not like us, when we come with Radha Ballabha, we go come like this. We should be happy. Oh, Bhagavan. So happy and come. Smiling and come and see the Lord. When all the residents, okay, of Dwaraka, they were so happy to receive Krishna. Oh, the Lord is coming, receiving. And it is said that in that crowd, there were even prostitutes. They were also in Dwaraka. They were also pure devotees. Can you imagine? The one may ask a question, what do you mean by that? Yes. They were pure devotees. They were thinking of Krishna. The consciousness was Krishna conscious. Regardless of the birth. So that proves that Krishna conscious, birth is not the criteria. Action is a criteria. How you fill up your thoughts. How our consciousness is filled with Krishna consciousness. That is important. That is a criteria. And again, expanding on this prostitute, it's a broad thing. We cannot put a small a thought to that. Because in olden days, Vedic culture, there were ladies who were so fond of Krishna that they'll come and they will dance, you know, like how we come and sing. Mataji sing. In the same way, they come and dance and they don't want to get married. Okay? And in those days, it's so strict in Vedic culture that a woman, if she does not take a shelter of a man, she is not considered as, she's considered lower. So it's classified as Devadasi, prostitutes like that. But technically, it's not that, you know, the modern term prostitute is different to the Vedic term. You know, now it is all based on lust body. But those days, it's not like that. There's a term given because of their the nature of the work. You know what I mean? So in that term, they were naturally affectionate and coming to Krishna. And they were so fond of Krishna. Yeah, everyone. Okay. So, pure devotees, do they have material body? Do they act on the material body? We'll ask some few questions and we'll try to answer. Okay? Pure devotees, do they have material bodies? Yes. Do they act on the material bodies? No. What about eating? They eat? They act. Bodies, they eat. Do they sleep? They have to do, right? Body, they have to do. Because Krishna himself says in the 6th chapter that one has to balance eating and sleeping. Doesn't matter who you are. And he says if you balance sleeping and eating, then you are a yogi. You are on the path of a yogi. A yogi balances that. It's not that no sleep, no eating. That is not our policy. Okay? You have to balance everything. So, the pure devotees were acting on their body. Yeah. In other words, their consciousness is not material. Their consciousness is spiritual or Krishna consciousness. That's the difference. What they do is, the thoughts are, see, in our case, right, the moment we go, we will plan. What will we do? 2 o'clock, I will go to the shopping and we'll buy everything, you know. We'll spend $800. And then 4 o'clock, we'll go to this place. 8 o'clock, we'll have a chat with our friends. All this we'll plan. Material consciousness. But the pure devotees, by default, the consciousness is such that all the time they're thinking, okay, what do the Lord want? How can I serve the Lord? What shall I do? Sometimes they'll be lying on the temple, it is said. Okay? So we may think, what do you, Nectar of Devotion says, a pure devotee, sometimes he lies on the temple. We come here to offer obeisances and to pray, right? We don't lie on the temple. Although sometimes people sleep during Bhagavatam class. Is anyone sleeping? All are awake, right? Okay. Now, how do we understand that? How do we understand that a pure devotee is coming and sleeping in the temple? How do we understand that? Nectar of the Rupa Goswami says, what does he say? The pure devotees, they think that Krishna has got human-like needs. The Lord, what if the Lord is if the Lord is thirsty? Who is going to bring water to the Lord? Now I'm thirsty. Someone brought me. I'm drinking. But if the Lord is thirsty, who is going to give water to the Lord? If the Lord is feeling hot, who is going to fan the Lord? Sorry? Yeah. That is why he's lying on the temple, waiting for the Lord's command. Do you know that? Because he's thinking, oh, the Lord has got human-like needs. That is the level. They don't think Lord is there. He has got hands. He's spiritual anyway. Do it. Why should I do it? You do it on your own. You are spiritual. You are Atma Ram. Self-satisfied. Yeah? No. They're waiting. What if the Lord tells me he's feeling hungry? Like Mother Yashoda. Krishna is always, you know, full. He need not have to be fed. But Mother Yashoda is thinking, oh, maybe he's feeling hungry. I'll give him the best, you know. Maybe he doesn't like this butter. I'll make a good butter for him. See? Human-like needs. This is a pure devotee. Rupa Goswami explains. So he has also got a body. The pure devotees have also got a body. He also acts. Yeah? But the difference is, his consciousness is filled with Krishna consciousness there, and therefore he does not act on material desires. The problem is, we act on material desires. For them, there is no material desire to act. So saturated. Different level. That is why the Lord reciprocates with them. We will wonder why the Lord is reciprocating with them. Why not with me? Yes. If we show an inclination, if we increase our bhakti, the Lord will show, definitely. Nothing stops him. Bhakta Vatsala. Yeah? The duty of Bhakta Vatsala is to reciprocate, not to fold his hands and sit down. So the Lord has, the devotees have got the body, and they act not on material desires, they regulate the senses. Very important. Sensual activity they regulate. And therefore they act on the dharmic principle. What is dharmic principles? What do you mean by that? Anything based on guru, sadhu, shastra. They don't act whimsically like that. Today I want to go to the city, I will go. You can't do it. So, based on sadhu, shastra is saying this. So they will follow. Dharmic. And yeah, they do it. So, although the devotees, it is said that they are beyond the three modes. Yes? See, very, very interesting points, okay? The devotees we know, Prahlad Maharaj is beyond the three modes, Dhruva Maharaj is beyond the three modes, Srila Prabhupada is beyond the three modes, yet they've got their natures. That's what you're going to see. So what do you mean by that? You know, we think, we will feel that it's a bit of a confusion, contradictory, yeah? That pure devotees are beyond the three modes, okay? But yet they've got their natures. So what do you mean by that? Okay, explain with an example, yeah? During the early times of the movement, yeah, Srila Prabhupada used to go to India, you know, for installation of various temples and all that. Every part of the world he goes, especially to India. Once when he went during the earlier days, one of the Hindu Sabha leader approached Srila Prabhupada and asked him, Swamiji, I notice that when you speak, when you say Sanskrit verses and when you utter English pronunciation, you have got a Bengali accent. very thick Bengali accent. Like that he made his faces. Srila Prabhupada smilingly looked at him. Yes. I was born in Bengal and therefore I have Bengali accent. That's all he said. He did not justify, he did not say. So, what do we understand from that? What do we understand from that? Any thoughts? Mataji? You are a Bhakti Vaibhava student, Mataji. Any thoughts? No? Yeah, because it's high in nature, that is true, Mataji. But what I'm thinking is, what do you infer from that? Of course, Srila Prabhupada, when he says, right, there are lots of versions you can deduct, you know, from his talking. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, true, true. Different varieties of people and the way they act and all that. Anyone else? No? Acceptance of what, Mataji?
You are what you are.
True, true. So, what we infer is, we are all spirit souls, okay? Now, our transmission happens through the body. Through this body only I am doing devotion service. I do not know about you. I want this body to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. I need this mouth to give classes. I need the ear to understand and to hear things. I need the mouth also to eat, to nourish my body. So, we are all doing through this body. Although the soul is spiritual, our expression, we relate our experiences with this material world through our body. That is a via media. You understand what I mean? It's something like... Please close the door. Yeah, you can close it. So... What? So noisy, you know? Temple. Inside noise, outside noise. It's not the place. You have to be maintained to some degree, you know? We understand. It's, you know, even if it is too noisy, then we cannot also meditate, you know? Like that. So just to give an example, water is there, right? Pure water is there. The water can be stored into a bottle. It can be stored into a cup, stainless steel cup, mug, everything. Yeah? Depending upon what you store, that is the expression for the bottle. That is the water. Yeah? If the water is kept in a bottle, when we drink, the water comes very small through the nozzle, we drink it. If it is in a cup, that's a different way. But the water is the same. So, we have got, through our body is our expression for the spirit soul. You understand what I mean? So, we have got different accents. We have got different ways. But that is our nature. The nature is still there. That is why individuality. For us, individuality is very important. Each one has got a nature. The nature is through our body expression. Because we are born in this world. And so many other things also. Previous karma, whatever, you know, I get this body. Yeah? Who knows? And based on that, our expression. We have to go through the body. It is not that I want a woman's body or I want a men's body. This body is given in this birth. Continue devotion service. Because at the end of the day, the ultimate realization is we are spirit soul. Yeah? The body is a tool to do devotion service. Yeah? So that is why, if you see the pure devotees, yes, they've got a nature. That expression is conducted through the body. So Srila Prabhupada has got a Bengali body. He's talking. That doesn't mean that he's not a pure devotee. Yeah? That doesn't mean that he's a materialist because he's speaking in Bengali accent. It is not that all the people, spiritual people, will be well versed in Sanskrit and they'll be talking Sanskrit like this, you know. It's not necessarily. So different calibers, different people, different natures are there. Yeah? And the beauty is, what is the beauty? The beauty is Krishna wants service or reciprocation from all of us. If one of us in this group, if one of us fail to do service, Krishna is missing that affection. Just mind you, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke, we are part of Krishna. We are incomplete without Krishna. We are incomplete without Krishna's relationship. And if one person, if you don't come to Krishna and you don't do service, is missing that missing link, component, is losing forever. And the Lord is feeling very bad. Oh, I am not getting the love from the person. Just like a mother. A mother has got 5 children. But if one of the children is not loving the mother, do the mother not feel the pain? Yes, Mataji, you should be able to answer. But all the 4 children are very good. One is a lawyer, one is a doctor, one is in US, one is a president. But the one child is not loving you. How do you feel? In the same way, if we don't come to Krishna, Krishna is missing that love. That's why the Lord says, all of you, please come and give love to me. Very, very important. Okay? Forever the Lord is missing. And therefore what the Lord is doing, life after life he comes and does some pastime so that we are attracted and going back to Krishna. The Lord is missing our love. Imagine, why can't we understand from the Lord's point of view? All the time, me, my mind. Understand from the Lord's perspective, from superior perspective, ultimate perspective, what the Lord wants. This is a missing link. And therefore, we must somehow or other, even if our service is tiny, minute, even if you can offer a flower to Krishna, please do that. You do not have to become great devotees and give big classes. Not necessarily. Lighting the candle. One candle. We can't do that to Damodara. Yeah? One agarbatti you can't do every day. Can you not light a lamp every day, morning and evening? Simple process. Put one flower to Radha Ballabha at home. You do not have to bring the deity there. Yeah? A photo of Radha Ballabha, Krishna. Offer one flower. Patram, pushpam, palam, toyam. This is bhakti. And the Lord says, I will reciprocate. He promises. Anything you do with love. Little service. If you can sweep the floor also, okay. Small service. You want to offer some, serve prasadam. You guys are all young. Yeah? You can do, you know, distribute prasadam, anything. Otherwise, Lord is missing. Missing your love. You cannot compensate. You cannot compensate. Yeah? My love for the Lord. I cannot compensate your love. Yeah? I cannot compare. That is why we should never compare. You cannot say, oh, this devotee is doing so much service. I am not doing anything. I cannot match him. Well, is the Lord happy? Yes, Lord is happy. Every service is unique for the Lord. Your service to the Lord, he is happy with you. I cannot match that. I cannot give that rasa to the Lord. You understand that? So important. We may think, why the Lord is saying, come, chant, because he's missing that love. That's why he's trying, he's keep on pouring his thoughts. Whom can he tell? He's a person, he has got a desire, he's not a stone. Yes? He's pouring out his feeling. When we are upset, what will we do? We call our friends. But what will the Lord do? The only way of reciprocation is Lord's pure devotees. He cannot go anywhere because no one understands the Lord. What will he do? You tell me. Imagine his situation. For him, his only media is through his devotees. And therefore, he is telling, please do that. With Madhavendra Puri, the Lord said, oh Madhavendra, I am feeling very hot because it's summer, no? Can you get some Malabar Chandan and put it on my body? See? He has got feelings. He has got a body too.
So this is the way.
Human-like relationship. We should have a friendly relationship with another. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, there are five kinds of rasas. What are they? You can be the Lord's neutral. You can have been neutral, you know, like a tree or anything. No, neutral. But still there is a relationship. And then dasya, you can be a servant to the Lord. Then you can be friend to a Lord. You can think the Lord is your child. Mother Yashoda, Vatsalya. And then you can have, you can treat the Lord as a lover. Rukmini Devi, she has not seen Krishna. Just by hearing about Krishna, she was attracted. Look at this. All of us, we want to see our fiancé, correct? How is he looking? How much money is getting? Yeah? My father wants to see him. My mother wants to see. My uncle, old uncle wants to see him. My fiancé. But Rukmini, fiancé, he heard about his her fiancé, Krishna, all attractive, that I want to marry him. This is Rukmini Devi. Pure devotee of the Lord. Okay. So, we understand Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada, we know that the Supreme Lord speaks to him, instructs him. And the Lord, he does it through his body. In the same way, he instructs our previous Acharya, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Krishna tells, gives some instruction. He instructs to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. Krishna talks to them. See, Krishna tells them. See, different people, he tells them different instruction. See, they're all pure devotees. Lord is talking to them, giving instruction, do that. Srila Prabhupada, what do you want? You want to go to the material world and preach my glories? Yes, yes, Lord. Okay, you can go. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, please establish Gaudiya Math throughout India. See? Instruction, they are doing it. So different instruction to different devotees, pure devotees, and they'll do that for the Lord. This is how the Lord reciprocates with the devotees. Whatever his desire is there, he does it. Okay? Now, pure devotees, when they do, when they thought, when they feel or something, how do we understand this? Okay? In
what is that?
Mukunta Mala Shostra, written by who wrote that? Who said that? Very good, thank you. Kulashekara Alvar is a very dear devotee of Lord Krishna or Vishnu. You know what he said in one of the stanzas? I do not know the full stanza, but I know one line. Yeah? In that he says, whenever I get a thought of the sex desire, I want immediately my tongue curls and I want to spit at that thought. He says that. Now he is a very highly, just to understand the how they think, okay? Now, he's a very highly elevated, pure devotee. Kulashekara Alvar, very dear to the Lord. Now, he's saying, when I get a thought about the sex, I want my mouth curls, I want to spit at the thought. What do we understand from this? We understand two things. One is, even pure devotees also, they get thoughts, lusty thoughts. Nothing is ruling from them. Up to bhava, they get thoughts. Everyone gets thought. Attraction is there. Material world. The major attraction in the material world is attraction between men and women. This is a primary. Everything else is secondary. Male and female attraction. It's a fundamental principle of this material world. Through that, evaluation takes place. Fundamental attraction between man and women. You cannot say no. That is how it is. So, this Kulashekara Alvar, King Kulashekara is saying this. How do we understand? The first thing is, even the elevated devotees like him may get the thought. But the thing is, he will not dwell on the thought. He will not act on the thought. He does not have an inclination to act on it. First, because he is so much engrossed in so many other things, okay? He does not think on it. Once, Srila Prabhupada was asked, Srila Prabhupada, how do you deal with lusts? You know, lust means it's not only having an affair with a woman. Lust also means anything separate desire. I want to eat. I want to eat in McDonald's. I want to go and drink. All these lusty desires only, okay? So Srila Prabhupada was asked, our founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, how do you deal with lust? Srila Prabhupada said, I'm so busy, I don't have time for lust. I have to write translation, I have to get answer a lot of questions, and then so many people are writing letters to me from all over. I have to respond to them, and I have to initiate so many disciples, you know, no time. And therefore, I don't have time for lust, Srila Prabhupada answered. So the first thing is, they not act on it because they are so engrossed. The second thing is, they imagine that they are like a conditioned soul like us. They always set an example. Yeah, common men follow the great men. So what they do, they set an example. Okay, if I am a man, I'm practicing, I get some thoughts. So what you should do? If you are serious in devotion service, if you want to stop your cycle of birth and death, then there are some rules you have to follow. You cannot do this and you cannot do this at the end of the day. Yes. Like for example, if you want money, go to the office, work 9 to 5. Then the boss will give you money. No, I don't want to work. I'll sit at home and work. Okay, no money. I want spiritual life. I want eternal life in Vaikuntha. Today we saw Damodar Astaka, yeah? Satyavarta Muni is saying, oh Lord, I do not want eternal life in Vaikuntha. That is a different high level. Yeah? But we want eternal life in Vaikuntha. For that, what we should do? We have to sacrifice some things, right? Otherwise, how can we get it? We can't have both. So therefore, material life is a poison for spiritual practice. Unfortunately. That's how it works. Oil and water cannot mix together. Because material energy is Lord's illusory energy, Lord's deluding energy, Lord's cheating energy. It will give a body and will think you are the body and will finish off. This life is over. Next birth, next life is over. And then where are you going back to Godhead? Life after life. So Srila Prabhupada says, if you take this process very seriously, this is the last death for you. Imagine. Unless you want to come into the womb of a lady. Mother. This is the last birth for a devotee. Because the relationship continues. We think that our existence is birth, death. That's it, over. No. Our existence is beyond that. As a soul. Continues as a soul. Existence is. So, this is how a pure devotee, yeah, has got a thought and how he deals with it. Okay? Now, so, what do we understand from that? Do we understand that as a devotee, we should not have any desire? Yeah? We should not have a desire? Is it possible? Kill all the desires. No? It's not possible. So what do we have to see? What is the perspective of a devotee? The perspective of the devotee is change of values. For example, do all of you watch cricket match? All of you watch. How many hours you match? How many hours you match? For example, India-Pakistan cricket match. How many you match? You see all the 8 hours or just all the 8 hours you watch, no? Every ball. Then, how many hours you watch? When India is playing, India is batting. When India is bowling, you don't watch. Okay. Zero. Prabhu, you are... They are young boys, Prabhu. They are all like us. I am a young boy. They're different. We can't compare. You are going back to Godhead. You know, they've got some life, let them. Okay, so the point is, change of values, guys, please note this point. Okay, very important. It is not the change of desire. For example, after becoming a devotee for so many years, 10 or 20 years, if I tell someone, say, I am chanting, I am eating prasadam, but sometimes I watch cricket also. If I say, I'm not saying that. The highlights I see, I said in the last time. You know, whatever the highlights I see, okay, I know what is this, oh, this match, okay. So, how do we see that? If someone says, oh, your desire has not changed. Before, many years back, when you became a devotee, you were watching cricket. Now, after becoming Krishna conscious, after hearing so many, you know, topics about Krishna, still you have not left your material desire. That means, what kind of devotee are you? Okay, they will ask. For that, the answer is, before, when the match was there, I used to watch 8 hours. All the ball I would like to know. 1. 2. I was welcoming this thought. Today is the match. India versus Pakistan. I'm waiting for this. Okay? I'm welcoming and I'm enjoying that. But now what is happening is, I'm not welcoming it. 1. It has degraded, it losing taste. And 2. Lost interest. That will come gradually. So therefore, I want to know what is the highlight, what's happening, what is this fellow, or this fellow hit 100, or that fellow, okay, I'm watching. So, that is fine. Change of value, see? I'm not welcoming it as a pleasure. Slowly it goes away. Okay? Srila Prabhupada gives an example that when you are on the ground level, big, big buildings are there. 80 floor, 40 floor, they look so huge. So big buildings. But the same building, when you go in a flight to India, in aircraft, you see the building like a Lego toys. Have you seen that? That is why when you go on a flight, you should sit on the window seat. Do you sit? Right, you guys are all, you know, very smart guys. Everything they know. It becomes very small. So what happens? If you don't take up Krishna conscious, everything is a problem. Oh, how can I stop this? You want me to stop onion and garlic? Oh, I can't do that. You want me to chant Krishna's name? 2 hours. Impossible. I can't chant. All this, they will come out philosophy. Yeah? But as you do it, then you think, oh, today I don't want to go to my friends and talk. I prefer to come and see our beautiful Radha Ballabha, how nicely it's decorated, yeah? The taste will go. And some other people, hey, come on, we'll go for a movie. Okay, you go, I'm not interested, yeah? It'll come. This is a sign of advancement. It comes naturally, you do not have to show off. Jnana and renunciation, Vairagya and Jnana, is a byproduct of bhakti. It comes naturally. You do not have to strive for it. It's a byproduct, it comes. Okay, now very quickly we'll talk this point. It's already running short of time. We'll dwell on this beautiful point and we'll stop, okay? I know all of you are tired, but this will make you really happy. Okay, guys? Okay, finally, I've got a few things, but you know, I never thought... Anyway, the time given is also short. Okay, now, what's happened is, does the Lord protect us like Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee. But we are all neophytes. We are coming up. Do the Lord protect, give the same kind of protection like Prahlad Maharaj to us who are neophytes? What's the answer? Yes, his answer. You're right. But the Lord protects in the way he wants it. Yeah. There is material protection, there is spiritual protection. And we are ultimately a soul. And therefore, the final Krishna's point of view may be protection from the soul. Okay, body also he gives protection. So various levels. Let us quickly check, talk about 2 quick examples. In Mahabharata War, Arjuna was lot of difficulties. Bhishma was shooting, you know, all the great persons, you know, warriors were shooting at Arjuna. But Krishna gave protection materially to Arjuna. Okay? But he do not want Arjuna to be killed. Correct? Mataji? We all know that? So much protection. Lord was physically covering. It's even our own friends will not do that. Like he was protecting like anything. Anything on Arjuna, I'll make sure. Supreme Lord was acting like that. Not one scratch on Arjuna's body. Materially he was protecting. Yeah? Because Arjuna is a soul. Krishna would have said, okay Arjuna, one arrow is good. You bleed. Like that. No. Not one scratch on Arjuna. That was Krishna's vision, his way, and he was protecting Arjuna. But Arjuna's son, he made him to kill brutally by 6 warriors. Why did he do that? Look at the Lord. Arjuna he protected, not even a scratch on the body. But his son, Arjuna's son, young fellow, 15 or 16 years old, he was brutally killed by all. They made a massacre of him. Lord did not do. Okay. We will understand that later. Then in Ramayana, Hanuman, he was chanting Lord's name. He gave so much power. Wherever you go, Hanuman will be successful. Even Rama may be sometime a failure. But Hanuman is never a failure. Correct? Huh? Jatayu was also Lord's chanting. Brutally killed by Ravana. Why the Lord is doing like that? Jatayu is a small bird. Animals need protection. So protection should be given for Jatayu, not to Hanuman, who is a mighty man. But the Lord said, fine, I'm sorry. Ravana killed you. You have to die. So how do we understand this concept? Is the Lord acting very bad or impartial? How do we understand? We understand in the sense that the Lord gives protection. Yes, the ultimate protection he gives is for the soul. For example, our world is like a hospital. We all come with various diseases. One fellow the hand is cut. One fellow the nose is cut. Another fellow is virus. Another fellow is cancer. All this problem, we come to the hospital. And depending upon our karma is our disease. We have got different diseases, so different karma, we come to the hospital. And Krishna, we all come under the care of the hospital, and whose main doctor is Krishna. Krishna being a very expert surgeon, he gives different treatment to different people based on what is best for them, not based on what is good for you. Doctor takes the decision, not you. If you tell the doctor, there is a wound here and there is a wound here. Please cut here, don't cut here. Doctor will say, no. I will cut here. I will not cut this. Why a doctor? This is painful. Doctor knows better. Correct? He is an expert doctor. He knows where to give. So in the case of Abhimanyu, Vyasadeva explains that, hey, Yudhishthir, you tell Arjuna, what does he think? He is thinking that he was a bit upset with Krishna. At the time, Vyasadeva is telling to Yudhishthira, I don't want to talk to Arjuna. Tell Yudhishthira that Lord Krishna is very favorable. What he did is, he does not want Abhimanyu to prolong his lifetime and suffer in this dangerous place. Immediately he gave liberation. Abhimanyu is already with the Lord. You tell this to, you know, Vyasadeva is telling to Yudhishthira, tell this to Arjuna. I don't want to talk to him. And then, in the case of Jadayu, it is said that Jadayu was an animal. He was already degraded birth. Yeah, he is already chanting the Lord name. So what the Lord did was, he waited for Jadayu to die, and after that the Lord did the funerals for Jadayu, thinking that the Jadayu was his own father, because very old, Jadayu is very old bird. And he did all the funeral rites, and he left for spiritual world, Jadayu. But whereas Hanuman is still in the material world. See the Lord's, what he has done a favor for them. So the Lord, we think that with our tiny brain, we think, okay, as long as our small problem is solved, we are okay. We want to live in the material world. It is something like a patient who is coming to that hospital. They want the disease to be cured, but they still live in the hospital. But Krishna's doctor intention is, please, I'll treat you, get out of the hospital. So the get out of the hospital is liberation. Got the point? So we are with our tiny fragment mind, we think, oh, let you remove this pain, remove that pain, but as long as I'm in the hospital, I'm okay. Please give me a good ward, special ward. But doctor's intention, what did the doctor want? Please get cured and get out of the hospital. So that's what Krishna wants. Get out, material place is a place of misery, dangerous place. Someone can come with a BMW and they'll break your bones. So therefore, get out of the hospital. So, worship Krishna. He is an expert doctor. He knows what to do, when to do the surgery, how to do the surgery, where to do the surgery. We don't question a doctor. When you go to the doctor, do you question him? He write a prescription, you know. Once, in a humorous way, when I went to the doctor for a throat problem, yeah, the doctor analyzed, you know, put a light and all that, do like this and all that. Then I was surprised. He gave me a script. MD doctor in India, when I was young, okay? My throat was problematic throat. He analyzed all that with the light and all that. MD doctor. I said, I thought, what is he going to do? What is the medication? Doctor, it may interest you. Then he said, I'm going to give a script for you. Yes, doctor. Then in the script he said, Strepsils. Doctor, I don't need a script. I know that you don't need. But if it comes, if I write like that, you respect this drug. See? Strepsils is a miraculous product. It will only cure you. You don't need antibiotics. So take Strepsils and get lost. He said that. So what do we understand? It's the same thing. Krishna is an expert doctor. Okay, thank you very much. We'll stop here. And thank you for your attention. Although not many people are sleeping, thank you very much. Okay, we'll stop here. Any quick comments, questions, thoughts? Okay, confirmed. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Hey, give a mic to him. Buck the mic.
I have one question in mind about this incident. So, is Lord Varnashina specified by Prahlad Maharaj, or Lord Shiva is the birth of, sorry, the form of Lord Sharada to specify? So, how to relate to this?
The Lord can be pacified only by his pure devotee. Yeah. Also, although Lord Shiva is the top of the devotee, the pure devotee is Prahlad. So Lord is affectionate. Prahlad Maharaj. Okay, Prabhu. Any other question? No thought. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavadam ki Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada. Nithai Gaura Premanande.